One of the participants in the Celebrate the Interstate Convoy program that's just about to kick off here in San Francisco is Albert Renteria, who is the president and founder of Operation Interdependence. And I guess, first of all, Albert, why don't you tell us a little bit about this program, what its purpose and mission and goal is?
Our purpose is real simple. We want to provide a means to many communities to serve and support our deployed forces around the world without impacting military resources.
So describe how you do that. How do you put this together, and what is the service you are providing?
Well, our service is for the communities to better make them understand the logistics of our military. They're task force oriented, so we say send them a quart size bag with some stuff, and the most important component is that letter. Then take those bags, 50 per a 12-inch box, which is very tough to do, mind you. We want the box to weigh no more than 30 pounds. So if we send 100 boxes, like we're going to do here in San Francisco tomorrow, it's going to reach 5,000 troops. So instead of the troops managing 5,000 boxes, it's only 100 boxes.
So in a way, what you're doing is not only benefiting somebody who wants to send something to our troops, but also really helpful to the troops on the other side when it gets there.
That's the exact idea. You can say, I got all this support from my community, but nowhere to put it. When the community says, well, let's push it to the troops, then you gave them your problem. So what we're telling the community is, let's inventory it here, let's store it, and ship every month, not just when you have a bunch once a year. So we inventory the stuff, and we connect with the troops and inform the Pentagon guys and say, look, we're going to support a battalion of 1,000 with only 20 boxes every month, not one time, because all you need is 1,000 C-RATs, 20 boxes.
Can you put that into some numbers on that to give us an idea of the, I don't know if you call it savings or whatever, to do it the way you're talking?
11-ounce letter shipped through the United States Postal Service priority is $2.11. Each quart-sized bag weighs 8 ounces, 50 per box. 50 times $2 is substantial. It's at least $100. It costs us about $16 a box to ship. So you can get an idea of it's less than a stamp per person, and the efficiency at the other end is a grab and go. It's not what's in the box that matters, but what stands behind it.
So where do the funds then come from in order to put on the program that you're doing?
There's three costs to be part of Operation Interdependence. The first cost is product. Corporate supports it, donates it. The second is postage. And the other is your volunteer time. So if we're asking you to volunteer, the organization will find product and get postage support. 5,000 community groups across the nation, if they only donated $20 a month, that would produce $100,000. $80,000 or less in postage will reach a quarter million troops. $20,000 or so left over would provide support to do other things. So the idea is the cost savings for the communities. They want to help. They want to give a big heart of support. But when it gets overseas and doesn't get delivered, 80% going to waste, we almost throw your support away, and we don't want that to be the case.
What are the types of products that you put into the packages to send?
Everyday things. Cracker Jacks. Remember the old little price? We had no clue what it was, and it was the most important thing. Don't feel that you have to give them what they need, but surprise them. We're sending some NFL footballs, deflated, no needle, no pump, okay? These guys over there can say, what is this? Well, hopefully, they recognize that we gave them something, they got to do the other part, because we want them to think, we want them to improvise, and that's what our military does. They're very, very good at improvising, and they got the tools. We want them to have fun finding it.
So how do people find you or get involved or learn more about Operation Interdependent?
Well, because of security, we have everybody registered on our website, www.oidelivers.org. Once they register, we have 14 distributions across the nation, and we coordinate that effort. This convoy allows us to go to some places where we have many volunteers but no distribution center, so we want to increase the awareness, because if you're not from that distribution center, you incur cost of postage from that state to another state. We want to limit that cost so we can ship directly from some of these locations.
Anything else you would like people to know about Operation Interdependent?
OI is about fun and never a burden. When you donate your time, you have all these ideas, all these plans, and that creates a burden. We don't want them to have that. We want them to do their daily life, give 15 minutes of their time. There's 300 million civilians. If everybody just gave 15 minutes one time in their lifetime, we would have enough inventory for 1,000 months or 83 years of service.
Well, thank you very much. That's Albert Renteria, who is founder and president of Operation Interdependence. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.